Minister says violent protests there are under control, despite disorderly acts he declared totally unacceptable. More from Lisa Bryant in Paris.
It's becoming a familiar sound and smell. Tear gas lobbed by riot police against so-called yellow vest protesters. Demonstrators sporting fluorescent yellow jackets were out in force again in Paris and across the country, protesting against a range of grievances, including low wages and high taxes. Around the iconic Champs-Élysées, demonstrators clash with police, set fire to barricades and attack stores. Armored vehicles rumble through the streets.
Lisa Bryant in Paris. Since the unrest began in November in response to a sharp increase in diesel fuel prices and taxes, four people have been killed in protest-related incidents. Despite repeated calls by President Trump for oil production to remain steady, the Saudi-led coalition and Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, or OPEC, along with Russia and its allies, have announced that they will cut their pumping of crude to reduce oil flows onto the global market by 1.2 million barrels per day, a bigger-than-expected cut. The latest impending White House high-profile departure is the chief of staff who traditionally controls access to the Oval Office, President Trump.
John Kelly will be leaving, but I don't know if I can say retiring, but he's a great guy. John Kelly will be leaving at the end of the year. We'll be announcing who will be taking John's place. It might be on an interim basis.
And there had been speculation for months Kelly would soon leave. The former Marine general and the president have never had an overly warm relationship. This is VOA News. President Trump has confirmed Army General Mark Milley is his choice to replace Marine General Joseph Dunford as his next military advisor and chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. AP's Ben Thomas.
Milley is a battle-hardened commander, having led troops during several tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. He served as the Army Chief of Staff for the last 3 years, during which time he oversaw the move of women into frontline infantry and combat positions. In February 2016, Milley told the Senate Armed Services Committee the Army's new standards for armor and infantry would be gender neutral.
And those are measured against one thing, neither male nor female. They're measured against the requirements of combat.
Milley is known as charismatic, outgoing, and unafraid to offer blunt assessments to Congress. Last year, he scolded the House Armed Services Committee for its inability to approve a defense budget, calling that professional malpractice. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A crackdown on political dissent in Turkey is widening to participants in a major civil unrest 5 years ago. Prosecutors have issued arrest warrants for prominent actors, leading journalists, and civil society activists. The arrests are in connection with the 2013 protest. That unrest began over plans to turn a park in central Istanbul into a shopping mall. Protests quickly transformed into broader demonstrations opposing the government, and in particular, then Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan. At its peak, the unrest saw millions of people take to the streets across the country. Yemeni rebels, delegates, all talks underway in Sweden to try to end their country's civil war. They've reported progress on the key issues in reopening of the airport at the capital. Also, the implementation of an agreement reached earlier this week on the exchange of prisoners. These are the first talks since 2016 and take place amid a growing humanitarian crisis in Yemen. Gerd Capillary, the UN Children's Agency regional director, said children have suffered enough.
7 million children in Yemen today go hungry to bed. 1.8 million are acutely malnourished. 400,000 of them are facing the life-threatening form of severe acute malnutrition. Over 2 million children out of school in this country. Thousands of children being killed, injured, maimed for life.
The rebel Houthis captured Sana'a in 2014, forcing the government into exile and plunging the nation into civil war, which has killed tens of thousands and made Yemen the world's worst humanitarian crisis, with 22 of its 29 million people in need of aid. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
This is Encounter on VOA. Here's Carol Castillo.